Welcome to the Kankle Fritz and Friends podcast.
Hey, it's Kankle Fritz. If you missed today's show, well, here's a best of what happened. So, gift ideas for the man in your life. It's difficult, we understand, because I am giving the wrong answer, I know, when Becky says, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, I don't really want anything. I should probably give an answer, you know.
Yeah.
And so 30% of women that don't know what to get their husbands as gifts usually just give them a wallet. But we're wondering for you, there are some good, you know, creative ideas out there. Do you know what to get the guy in your life? Wendy is with us. What do you got?
I was just calling to share a couple of gifts that I've gotten my husband.
Ooh, perfect.
Ooh, wait, I got to find a pen.
Sally's writing this down.
She thinks I'm kidding, but I'm not.
So, the first gift I got my husband 2 years ago when our son's first Christmas, it's one of those personalized books that you can get online that has the father as the character and the child as the character.
It's a book where it's customized for your own family?
Yeah. I've seen them. They're super cute.
I've never seen that before.
Huh.
It's for kids, and he cried like a baby, so he loved it. I never know what to get him, so this Christmas, I got one of those star pictures of the night sky on a certain day, and I did it for the day we got married. So, and obviously he hasn't seen it yet, so I hope he loves it, because it's very hard to buy for them.
Yes, it is. A star
I'm
picture.
I'm easier to buy for. You could buy me a pair of socks and I'd be happy.
We were just talking about that.
Yes.
Kankle Fritz's wife, Becky, and I are very practical now at this stage of life. Like, buy something that makes my life easier.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a vacuum cleaner and say you'll vacuum.
Yes.
So while shepherds wash their socks by night.
What?
We're talking about misheard Christmas lyrics. Well, here's comedian Tim Hawkins on to kind of kick things off here.
Christmas is kind of bittersweet for me because when I was a kid, my first time performing, I was 6 years old. And I was performing in our Christmas pageant at church. And I had one line in one song. It was the song, Do You Hear What I Hear? And I messed it up. I sang, a child, sleeping in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. That's not the way that song goes, ladies and gentlemen. People get mad when you sing about baby Jesus with a tail.
So how about you? You know you've heard that Christmas carol and you're like, okay, what am I singing? There's some lyrics I just don't quite understand as well.
Right, there's that.
You know, for example, you know, that in Winter Wonderland, who's Parson Brown? I don't know. We'll pretend that the snowman is Parson Brown. Who is that? And why?
And why is he questioning you about your marriage?
Well, that's there's
are
that
you married?
Too.
Well, Parson Brown, you were quite nosy.
Exactly. Say no, man. How about you? You got any?
For the longest time, I used to sing in Sleigh Ride, and we'll pass around the copy, C-O-P-Y, the copy of the pumpkin pie. And I was like, well,
pass around a copy of the pumpkin pie.
I was like, what happened to the first one?
You know, I gotta agree. If you could copy one, that would be amazing. I mean, that pie could last forever.
Yeah.
Let's just make a copy of it.
The little drummer boy is one I never could understand. I mean, I can understand the lyrics, but I don't get the pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, you know?
I don't understand the
concept of the song itself. It's like,
a little drummer boy.
She just got little baby Jesus to sleep, and this kid's like, she needs a drum solo.
Exactly. And can we all agree that little drummer boys, we don't really want to listen to all the time, especially when they're practicing? Misheard Christmas carols, Christmas lyrics. 888-888-9976. We're just having a blast. We've gotten a few on text message here, too.
Yeah, Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a butt and nose.
Wow. Someone was very good at sculpting. That's adorable.
Yeah. It's cute.
If you've got one, 888-888-9976. Misheard lyrics. What is it for you? Give us a call here. Yes.
This is Chuck from Michigan.
Yeah, Chuck.
I just wanted to tell you how much I have enjoyed your program. But as far as your lyrics go, I always thought when I was young, I used to sing Hark Herald the Angel Sang.
Oh!
And then my daughter, we would sing Gloria. It is Chelsea's day.
We have someone on the phone. Says they've got a good one.
Fun.
Steve is with us. All right, tell us what it is.
Okay, so I'm really bad at titles of Christmas songs, but there's that song, there's this chorus in there that says, May your days, may be merry and bright.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So every time they sing that chorus, all I hear is mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise. No.
Mayonnaise, be merry and bright.
Yes, that's all I hear whenever I hear that song.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, it is milky and white.
Yeah. Right. And in light of this whole thing in the season, I think the word Hellman's doesn't work real well. Family Life Radio, we're Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. Time for that good news of the day. Mariah is with us. Tell us what's going on.
I was struggling for about a year, shooting off with drugs, and I've been sober for 2 weeks, and that's all thanks to Jesus Christ.
Wow, two weeks.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Well, every day is a step in the right direction.
Yes, it is.
How have you been able to do this?
I found God, and I came to Jesus, and so I've given him every second of every day, and he's been able to break that hold of the drugs he had on me, and he's shown me that the things I was seeking in drugs and that high was actually Jesus Christ. It was the things that he gives me, not the drug.
Amen.
And so that joy and that peace that only he gives, that he has given me, has been the reason I've been able to stay away from drugs.
Wow. So how did this happen?
I grew up going to church, and then something pretty traumatic happened to me. I was kidnapped and held for 4 days.
Oh, wow.
At the time, I was wanting to save myself for marriage, and, you know, I was assaulted. That was about 10 years ago, and it kind of changed my world.
Mm.
You know, I had some anger towards God, and I didn't understand why he would allow that to happen. And so I went away from God. And a few months ago, I came back to God. My mom and my grandpa as well, they've been praying for years. And I prayed and I let him back into my heart. And I felt like I knew him in a way that I never knew before. It felt like growing up, it was more about be a Christian. You have to go to church every Sunday and you have to read your Bible and you have to do this. And this time it felt like I had a personal relationship with Jesus. And the most important thing was just seeking his faith. It wasn't about, you know, the works. It was about just knowing Jesus as my best friend.
Mm.
That's the only reason I've been able to stay sober, that Jesus is my best friend now.
I love that.
Fantastic.
Isn't that a better motivation than following rules?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead,
yes.
I just want to hang out with my best friend.
Yes.
Well, what great news.
Thank you.
Maybe you're dealing with a difficult circumstance. Maybe it has to do with health. You know, there's been a lot of health crises over the past couple of years.
That's
with people.
Sure.
Winter coming up, people tend to get sick. And I have been dealing with, I think, my first major health crisis in my life. And we've, you know, figured out the problem. I had a procedure a couple of months ago that didn't take care of it. And so I'm looking at a second surgery, and I've been very frustrated. And to be honest, I've gotten to that point of frustration where it's been difficult for me to pray sometimes. And my mother just last night, she said, can I call and pray for you? And I said, we've been praying for a year now.
Right.
And she said, I want to pray with you a specific way. Give me a call when you get a chance. And so I called. And when she prayed Isaiah 53:5 over me, by his stripes we are healed. And she said it several times. And when she said amen, she said, I want you to start praying that way. Every time the pain comes back, every time you feel defeated, every time, you know, this threatens to derail your faith, pray Isaiah 53:5, by his stripes we are healed. He promised that. He promised that you were going to be healed. And I said, but here I am looking at a second surgery. And she said, okay. So that's a healing, possibly. She said, but you got to pray like you're going to be healed tomorrow. And she said, the hardest thing that I have ever encountered as a believer, and probably one of the hardest things you're ever going to encounter, is believing the promises when your circumstances tell you everything but. She's like, but pray that over yourself every single time anything happens, you know, with this particular problem.
You know, we have in our own family a daughter that is not healed. And it's true. You're right. We got to go back to it. I forget sometimes and think, oh, you know what? This is a promise. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's healing is going to happen tomorrow, 10 days down the road, or, you know, 30 years from now. But you're right. We're supposed to still bank on it and stand on them. Because if you aren't standing on God's promises, what are you standing on?
That's right. You know what I'm witnessing, though, as you two are talking about the difficult things that you're going through, is there's a smile on your face. And that tells me that your confidence is in the Lord. Even though you're walking through this very difficult time, I almost think about Psalm 23, you know, there's this shadow over your life right now, and you're waiting for the healing, and yet you're living. And trusting him. And I think that's huge. My granddaughter is sick with COVID right now. She's gonna be okay, she's doing well. But she's been locked away in her own house. And I wrote to her about my own struggle and the fact that I didn't receive healing until I was 15 years old. I was sick and pretty much locked away. And I said, you know, just during this time, as God is taking his time to do what he's doing, I'm praying that this influences really literally the rest of your life with resilience and patience and waiting on the Lord and just the security. I wrote her a little note. And it's just nice to be sharing the studio with both of you and seeing that trust alive in here. And I love your mom, Misty.
I
got to meet her. She is joy. We're trusting as well with her for your healing. Oh,
absolutely.
And healing better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, if you need healing, I will also encourage this. Take communion. It's all throughout that. This is my body broken for you.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
I love that.
Exactly. We're talking about smells that you like. And some of these are unique and, you know, a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
888-888-9976. Here's why KFC has a log that you can buy. Walmart is selling it, and it smells like KFC when you burn the log. So you have fried chicken in your house.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
Thanks.
No. Okay. All right.
Is that polite enough?
Family Life Radio.
Well, the smell that I like is fresh cut wood.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
And a few years ago, Yankee Candle used to have a line of mandels, and one of their smells was 2x4.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, my goodness.
Mandels.
That is funny.
they don't have them anymore, but that 2x4 smell was pretty nice.
2x4.
Yeah. Well, they're building a new neighborhood that my husband and I just walked through.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, smell that. It was all the fresh cut wood going into the houses. Yeah. It was wonderful.
If my husband could do a candle, he would make it smell like Home Depot. He loves the smell of that place when we walk in.
The actual store?
Yes, it's the worst.
Now, is it the wood section or the whole thing?
There's just like a distinct smell about a hardware store, the whole thing. I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of a mixture of stuff, but he loves it. I'm like,
huh.
No.
Wow. So how about you, sir? Home Depot, Lowe's, what do you think?
Yeah, I could go for that.
Family Life Radio, it's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm gonna let this feeling take control.
Family Life Radio, who's this?
Good morning, this is Katrina. I have a praise report here. Ooh. I just wanted to let you know that my husband that had COVID pneumonia, he's healthy now, thankfully. He's recovering, and he started back to work yesterday.
Fantastic. Oh,
that is great news.
That is awesome news to hear.
Absolutely. We are so incredibly blessed, especially around the holiday season. It's not about the gifts. It's the fact that we have my husband and my kids have a father still.
Does something like this really make you count those blessings?
Absolutely. Every single day, life is so precious.
I mean, I have friends and relatives that have died from that, so I would think. It's like, wow, you're here?
Yes.
We get to have you for Christmas.
Right. It just kind of brings it closer to home. It kind of reels it in and what's more important, you know? So, and our children are young and they do understand. We still have daddy. He still has a job. And matter of fact, his boss told him, we want you on a modified work schedule. This will not affect your salary.
Oh, good.
So we are just truly, truly blessed this Christmas season, more so than ever before. And it brings us closer together to really count what matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
What a great reset.
Yeah, well, great news.
Thank you so much for Family Life Radio. We appreciate your music. We appreciate all that you do. We are monthly givers, and so we truly thank you for what you do.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing that.
Have a blessed day.
You too. You can have the smell of KFC filling your house. KFC has joined forces with Walmart to create a log that apparently when you burn the log, smells like, you know, original recipe or something.
I thought you were going to say to create a mistake.
They've joined together to create a mistake. Now, I will agree that when food is cooking sometimes, it does smell delicious. And I don't know if that's what you're going for there. We're talking about your favorite smells that you would like to have. Maybe in a candle or something like that. 888-888-9976. Dolly is with us. What do you got?
Cracker Barrel puts out a candle scent that I absolutely love, and it is the exact smell of a fireplace.
Oh. Wow.
You know, with burning logs.
Yeah.
Another one is the evergreen trees or the Christmas trees, and the smell of ocean spray. Those are my three top candles.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I feel like natural, like kind of nature-based scents.
Yeah, they are.
And then the fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Which is the burning of nature.
The burning of nature. I guess you're right.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.